If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
The two stories that I came across, actually, front page of both newspapers. In the Sowetan, it was about SAPS posts, 5,500 of them, that were advertised, and more than a million South Africans applied for those jobs.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then, on the cover of the Star, people in Thailand have been taken advantage of. So they're being promised jobs, they're flying over there, and it's turning out to be a scam, right? And this is very dangerous, obviously, because you can fall prey to human trafficking, etc., and so on. Yeah. There's all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
But it does highlight the dire need for employment in our country, not only amongst young people, but just in general. Now, the conversation that we need to have is, how do we fix this? Because there are two solutions. One, when we speak of minimum wage, for example, theoretically, people always say the higher the minimum wage, then the higher the unemployment rate is likely to be. So what I mean by that is, if I put 10 rand, so, and you say, if I employ somebody, I cannot pay them anything less than 5 rand for a job. At maximum, I can only employ 2 people. However, if I've got 10 rand and you say, hey man, whatever you're willing to pay and they're willing to accept, you can take. Then maybe I can employ 10 people and pay them a rand each. It's not to say that a rand is enough for them to live. It's very unfair, but it's their choice to make. Now, the idea is that in an economy, once people have found that employment, the economy then begins to grow, right? Because the floor is, it starts off very low. But as it grows, then the floor should rise with it, right? So when the economy is doing well, then the minimum wage shouldn't be that 1 rand. The problem is that there's always people that are willing to take that reservation price of 1 rand. And so instead of people getting raises, what happens is they get fired, and then we employ somebody else who's willing to take that 1 rand. And the cycle continues. Another thing we can look at, which is what the ANC did when they first came into power, is these people can be absorbed by the private sector, right? Sorry, public sector. So essentially, they work for government and they will earn a very decent living. Majority of black families earn a good living because they are employed by the government. People have personal numbers, etc. So on. The problem with that is that, as you know, the public wage bill expands, and it's gotten to a point now where so much of the money that the government earns goes towards paying salaries. I think it's about 45 cents or something like that. Per rand.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. But if you leave it to the private sector, it's also not going to fix anything. Our president likes to believe that, the employment crisis will be fixed by the private sector. I'm not so convinced.
Neither am I.
But we also can't allow our labor laws to be lax to a point where people get exploited.
True.
So where do we draw the line?
That's the difficulty, because also there was a point where we were talking about how more and more people need to start their own businesses. But even in that, there's so much red tape towards that. And we've spoken so many times on this show that more often than not, for a business to thrive, you have to do business with government. Not everyone can.
The business one, again, that's an even more nonsense argument, because not everybody's a business person. Also, you can't start a business with nothing.
So it becomes very, very problematic. There's only so many avenues that you can go through. I mean, right now, Katlego's talking about the protests out in Tembisa because of the electricity tariffs. Even then, even if, let's say, you do get that job that Sizwe says, I know my ninja, I am ukaya leo 2 rand.
Yeah.
That 2 rand can only stretch so far. If all of that money is going towards me taking care of municipal rates and rent, what am I going to live on?
For me, I've got to say, I'm leaning towards us being a welfare state at this point. Rather that, let the government absorb as many people as it can, and then we will try and manage that situation.
Already we're giving people 370 rand.
I agree. See, instead of doing that, give them money for something. So instead of giving you 350 bucks, just you're a citizen who's obviously unemployed, let's say abantu bahambe bathatha ubhushu hambo sikutshani. For example, Siguchani in, I don't know, some municipal area, and then we'll pay you for that. Yeah. That is a form of employment. And in fact, you are making yourself useful to the state in that way. And because the state still needs to pay money for that grass to get cut.
Yeah. I think what you're touching on, Sizwe, is the argument between more of a socialism, capitalism.
Yeah.
And we see the holes in capitalism in which you need a job to live, but then jobs are scarce to come by.
Yeah.
So how are you supposed to make a living? Mm. I think that it's a fine line between the broader conversation between what kind of social structure we have.
Capitalism in our country has not worked. And is, well, I suppose it's capitalism's fault, but it's also because of inequality, right? If you just leave things the way that they are, the rich will continue to get richer and the poorer will continue to get poorer. And we've seen it because inequality just grows every year. For me, the only way to shift income now from those that have to those that don't is via the government and via stringent policy. There's nothing else.
Because business is there. If I start a business, I'm not starting it to help the country. I'm starting it to enrich myself.
True.
But I agree with Sizwe. It's a thing that the government can sort of fix. I mean, speaking of the grass-cutting solution, I spray it when I drive. There's guys who fill in potholes, you know? And as much as it's a temporary thing, it's a smoother ride driving over that fix. And I give them something, you know? And these are things government should be doing. And I feel like this fix the country, enforce the laws first, and then fix parastatals as well. Because as you fix the roads, as you fix electricity, then Solomzi, if he's a business person, can start a business. And I won't have a problem delivering bread because I'm stuck in Timbisa because of protest action or because I hit a pothole. So if you fix the infrastructure, things start to work a bit and you fix parastatals, and then things, you'll find that the economy naturally grows and can accommodate people. But that's the government's doing.
Now, here's the problem. When that happens, it usually happens via a tendering process.
Mm.
And that is an opportunity for money to get siphoned out.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So if we say, and shame, I'm going to use him as an example because he usually gets majority of the flack. If Banyaza Lesufi comes out and he goes, I'm announcing a 3 billion rand infrastructure project. Already, I want to make criticism. I'm like, way, nakong. You see?
Yes.
But that's what it takes for government to invest, I suppose, in not only the province, but in young people and people that will be employed.
But
it needs that money.
But at the same time, there are some low-hanging fruit. I mean, so many times we've said, guys, whenever there's load shedding or whatever the case may be, traffic lights that haven't been working for God knows how long, ama para are there. Why are you not taking these paras, empowering them, educating them, and making them official? Because they're already doing it.
That's exactly why it causes a problem.
Parastata.
But that's what leads to a problem. The reason why you don't want to do that is because you incentivize them to go and break down and steal cables from more traffic lights.
Mm.
Because the more traffic lights are not working, then they know that the more they're going to be getting tips and getting paid to direct traffic. You see, this is why you actually shouldn't allow people to just willy-nilly touch government property. Even that thing of filling potholes, right? Only the Johannesburg Roads Agency should be servicing roads. I can't just come here and be like, petrol cement and get here to fill a pothole. Under whose authority? What if I do this thing the wrong way, so I get into an accident because of my bad pothole feeling? Now who are you going to sue? Because generally speaking, when you hit a pothole, you can go to a Johannesburg Roads Agency and they will give you money. Now, if I'm the one who was filling that pothole as Usizwe without a qualification, who do you blame for that?
So then when people are already taking it upon themselves to do what you should be doing as government, why aren't you finding a way to bring these people closer?
It's wrong. Look, I don't have the solution, but it's wrong. There's no country in the world where traffic gets directed by Mapara. As you were saying in the first hour, if the guy can't manage his own life, he's expecting you to manage traffic.
There are jobs that are coming up where people are given jobs. For instance, Ugade Golwe, anywhere where you search Shabandwan, they don't have narcotics and weapons and all that. Cutting grass, looking after libraries, renovations and stuff like that. But those tenders or those jobs go to the very same carriers of the ANC that have been getting tenders from time immemorial. So they do come out. We see them. We apply, we go for, we come forward, but no, they are given to friends of the mayors and the councillors and so forth. So it's pointless, man. The ANC is rotten to the core.
Another thing, by the way, remember back in the day there used to be conscription, where you get drafted and go serve in the army.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So because of the higher education schooling system and how it's structured, essentially every university or institution of higher learning is subsidized by the government, right? Mm. So even if you pay for your own fees without NSFAS, there's still a portion of that that's subsidized by the government. Mm. Your fees wouldn't be that low if it wasn't for government intervention. So what should happen is, when everybody graduates, you must have a mandatory time that you go and serve in the government. With your speciality and your skill, you need to go serve at least a year working in that field, but for the government. For however much, not necessarily a minimum wage, but for the standard wage and the rate that they would be giving you, instead of going to a public sector. That's another way for people to serve their government, because really we benefit. And then what happens is people take all that skill and they go overseas with it. Or they go to a private sector and the government doesn't benefit for their investment.
No, Caesar, there's something you're saying, Yogoti, we need to be a welfare state. And it's something I agree with you. But, you know, the question I always have is, why can't we follow the blueprint behind the establishment of SOEs? And what was the intention from the apartheid government? Why did the ANC government get into power and then using state-owned entities as a vessel for creating employment was something, you know, was scrapped and we started to follow profits?
It's because they were duped into believing that privatization was the way forward. That happens again when you don't have your own money, right? When the ANC government took over, the coffers were empty in South Africa. And so I guess they needed foreign direct investment.
This is where I think as people, we need to go back to the drawing board. People should stop voting for ANC. Let's vote wisely, because for as long as the ANC is still ruling this country, all those things that you guys are talking about, it's still going to be a problem. So, Nje, if we vote them out and give another party a chance to rule, I think things will be better. I'm not sure, but I'm just hoping.
Hey,
kunzima la eMzansi. Hot man lam. Ene manje mina nginokumangala. Kuthiwa imisebenzi ikhona but asiyiboni. Ngale kasi movala ikhansela. Ikhansela lezokutshela ukuthi kumele kathengwe amamithini. Cabanga ngila idiplofu ezolu-6. Uma ungabona ibhara, ibhara kusebenza abanye abantu futhi esingabazi. Abangasuki la ikasi. So unemployment isazowahluthi. As long as sasilinga la ma-370 soze washintshe.
Yeah, so with hospitals, unfortunately, it's not always possible to employ locals, right? Because it's a specialized skill. So, for example, some of the doctors that need to be deployed for public service may not be from there. I'm not saying you guys don't have doctors, but there's all sorts of doctors that need to be placed from all over the country. So, ngenze kake lokho.
Now, sometimes I anazi ukuthi nifunani. Bese uthenga umshini and you start cutting grass for the government, and then a year later they're still battling to pay you. Now you're complaining about Amapara that are trying to help alleviate the traffic in the morning, and now we're looking at the negative. Should something happen, who's going to be held liable? Nifuna bayenzini labantu, because they are trying to see where there's a gap and trying to fill the gap. But then even with that, we want to bring the law into it. Should an accident happen, who's liable? Naimi, should I buy a machine and say, let me try and help out the government in Katungundu Kuchani? And then 5-6 months later, I am not paid. What's the point? Excuse me now, sometimes. Welcome back, though.
No, but guys, the law must always come into it, because that's what governs us. You see, you can't be a lawless society. That's what I always try and explain. You can't just do things, Jay, willy-nilly and think it's going to work out. There's a reason why legislation is the way that it is. Now, as far as people not being paid, obviously, that's a big problem. The government should pay all their suppliers on time. And that's something else we need to address.
I actually always felt that in the corporate world, there is some sort of bottleneck. People are in positions for longer than 5 years. I really feel that needs to change. We need to have people in positions between 1 year, 6 months, and 3 years. Have them move up, gain new skill set. That will definitely create more vacancies, more younger people can actually come in, you know. And that can also inspire those people that are busy moving up, you know, and actually gaining more skills to probably be inspired and start different businesses, you know, than that we usually see that people actually start. Because, I mean, there's so much potential in South Africa.
That's where we're going to leave it.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.